Hi everyone, my name is Leo, and I'm here today to talk about my recent backpacking trip across Europe. For a long time, I actually used to avoid youth hostels. I always assumed they'd be far too noisy for me, and I expected I'd really miss having my own space. But when I finally gave them a try to save some money, I found that surprisingly, the lack of privacy wasn't an issue at all. In fact, the communal atmosphere was the best part of the whole journey.
My trip started in a very busy capital city. I had pictured myself staying in a modern high-rise, which is typical for the area. However, my first hostel was actually located inside a historic building. It had these incredible stone arches and original wooden beams, which gave it so much character. One of the things I loved most about hosteling was interacting with people from all over the world. I initially thought that exchanging travel tips would be the main way to connect with others, but actually, swapping cooking skills with other backpackers in the kitchen was how I made most of my friends. We would all pitch in and make these massive international dinners. About halfway through my trip, I headed out to a much more rural area. I was looking for somewhere special to stay. I didn't find out about my absolute favourite hostel from a traditional guidebook, but rather from a travel blog I read online a few weeks prior. The pictures looked amazing, so I booked a bed immediately. This exceptional place was called the Lakeside. Given the name, you'd naturally think it would be right on the water's edge. However, it was actually tucked away in a pine forest, just a short walk from the shore. The scent of the trees was incredibly relaxing. The facilities at this hostel were simply incredible and far exceeded my expectations. They didn't have a swimming pool, which you might expect in that kind of sunny climate, but to my amazement, they boasted a fully equipped cinema room for rainy afternoons. It had huge, comfortable sofas and a massive projector screen. Of course, I wanted to stay active during my time there. I had initially planned to go kayaking on the lake, which is a very popular activity. But I ended up doing some mountain biking instead, because the local trails were so highly recommended by the other guests. It was exhausting, but totally worth it.
Food is always a big deal when you're traveling on a strict budget. I honestly thought I'd be eating basic pasta every single night to save cash. But to my delight, every Sunday, the hostel owner made massive stacks of pancakes for everyone, completely free of charge. It was such a lovely gesture, and brought everyone together.
What really made the Lakeside stand out, though, was the staff. The manager was lovely, and always had a smile, but it was the receptionist who went out of her way to help me map out my hiking routes. She even lent me her own personal compass for the day.
I had such an unforgettable time that I'm already planning to return to the Lakeside next summer. I won't be traveling solo next time, though. I'm taking my university friends so we can take advantage of a group discount they offer. I just know they'll love it as much as I did.